Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Gorel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Arrigo. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jerry Arrigo. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting third. The center fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fifth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hector Lopez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bouton. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Jim Bouton. And now, play ball. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into right field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hall moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Twins nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek strikes out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a pop-up towards short. Kubek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorel takes first base on ball four. Allison moves to second. Jerry Arrigo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arrigo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mantle. Arrigo reaches second base with a double. Allison scores. Gorel goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Twins. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Mantle moves to third. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Mantle scores. Howard scores. It's Twins, 2, Yankees, 2. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bouton strikes out. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Yankees 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Sheldon now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 1 in the game. Richardson hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mantle moves to second. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arrigo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Yankees 2. The Twins will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gorrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Arrigo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arrigo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Arrigo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lopez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison, who is chasing the ball. Lopez reaches third base with a triple. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty fires to third and picks off Lopez. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Jim Perry now pitching. Clete Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Yankees 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-2 in the game. Richardson bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Kubek moves to second. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-2 in the game. Maris hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mantle hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Yankees 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison strikes out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gorrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Howard is called out on strikes. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pepitone takes first base on ball 4. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Yankees 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rollins scores. Hall moves to second. It's 5-3, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Roger Repose pinch hits for Raleigh Sheldon. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose strikes out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-2 in the game. Richardson hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Yankees 3. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Ramos now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 3 in the game. Maris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mantle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell misplays the ball. That's an error on Gorrell. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Yankees 3. The Twins will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva pinch hits for Jim Perry. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kindle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Rollins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing second base. Zoilovir Als now playing shortstop. Al Worthington now pitching. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Tresh pinch hits for Cleet Boyer. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Blanchard pinch hits for Pedro Ramos. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.